Hi, Alex. Good to be here.
So the two new residential buildings are going to be going on Cowper Street and Wentworth Park Road. How many social housing apartments are we talking here?
So at the moment, it is social housing, and there are 19 houses in two-storey townhouses on the piece of land at the moment. And there's a plan from the New South Wales Government Land and Housing Corporation to turn that into 35 social housing units. There's a total of 74 apartments, and there'll also be some affordable housing on that piece of land. But the idea is that almost 50% of the properties will be social housing.
How harshly has the pandemic impacted homelessness across the council area? I mean, how many people is it estimated that are looking for a place to live?
Look, the numbers are really huge. Across the state, it's been estimated that there's 60,000 people on the social housing waiting list. But then there's also a need for affordable housing. So there's this idea called the housing continuum, which basically is, you know, all of the different kinds of housing that are available to us. And at the moment, there's a total undersupply of social housing for people who would find it very difficult to access market housing anywhere. And people who do need support. So that's the social housing part of the spectrum. That's about 2% of the housing continuum in New South Wales. And then there's market housing, you know, rental or buying. But there's big space in the middle, which is the need for affordable housing. And we estimate that just in our local government area, in the city of Sydney, that there's about 14,000 people who need affordable housing at the very minimum. And that's basically people who can pay almost the entire market rent but can't quite make it. And a lot of people who provide essential services, whether they're teachers or childcare workers or people who provide the services we need here in the city, can't afford to live anywhere near the city. Even people who work in hospitals or police officers can't afford to live anywhere near the city. So we need to increase the stock of affordable housing as well as social housing.
Yeah, I mean, housing is a huge issue, and it has been in Australia for a really long time. But I wanted to know, you know, looking at the timeline for this particular project, the building plans are still in the exhibition phase. What is the timeline looking like for completion?
Look, I think it's going to take a few years. There's housing on there now. There's an extensive process that's required to go through between now and there being apartments to move into. But this is kind of one in a whole suite of approaches that the city of Sydney is taking. So, officially, it's state government responsibility to provide housing. But at the city of Sydney, we know that that's one of the biggest priorities that our community have told us. We've got this consultation process at the moment for Sustainable Sydney 2050, where we ask people for their priorities for the city for the next 10 years. And affordability and affordable housing is right near the top of the list. So we do all kinds of things. So this is a project that the state government's doing, and that we're the consent authority for. But then there are other projects that we initiate or support, and we're able to put a levy on developers in certain parts of the city, and that's allowed us to build about 898 apartments or fund those. And the other thing we do is we sell land at a discount and provide grants to community housing providers. And they're organisations who build and operate that affordable housing that I was talking about earlier. And there's a whole bunch of that, and you would have, it's easy to miss it because it looks just like regular apartments. And there's a whole block of that down at Harold Park that just opened a couple of months ago. There's a block just next to this Cowper Street development near Broadway Shopping Centre. That's a beautiful block as well. So there's a range, and there's another bunch that are coming online as well in Redfern very soon. That's another 160 affordable and social housing units. So we're slowly adding to the stock of them, but, building projects take a long time, and so I think it'll be a couple of years before those Cowper Street ones are available for people to move in.
And the way that the economy is going at the moment, when you look at, these really interesting statistics on deflation and inflation, it will be really interesting to see where we end up in the coming years. But Jess, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me about this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Alex.